The Bang Radio Hour is proud to be part of the Belly Up Sports Network. Be bold. Stand out.
Are you a dumbass? Being a dumbass affects nearly 3 out of every 5 people, so the risk is high that you may become or may already be a dumbass. Being a dumbass affects not only your life, but the lives of your family, your friends, and gets you benched for a 35-year-old quarterback who couldn't make it work in 6 other cities. It makes your teammates wonder just what the hell you were looking at while they watch another interception being run back.
Hi, I'm former starting quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Jameis Winston, and I am a dumbass. Now, you might think I got it all, but the truth is I've been a dumbass pretty much ever since I can remember. Assaulting women, shoplifting bags of crab legs, stealing soda. Why, I even grabbed the genitals of a random Uber driver.
That is some dumbass shit, Jameis.
Now I can't even hardly throw a pass without an interception. But thanks to Dumbass Anonymous, I can get the help I need. With Dumbass Anonymous, I can finally get my life back. Like maybe in Oakland, or down in Miami, or maybe over in Jacksonville.
Yes, thanks to Dumbass Anonymous, there's a new day somewhere for a dumbass like Jameis.
What's that place?
Contact Dumbass Anonymous today.
Winnipeg?
Check for sound. Check for power.
Systems online.
Wait, what?
The Cleveland Browns are on the clock.
We're called Cleveland for a reason. Go Browns!
Hello, Cleveland!
We on fire!
Step up in the party, step up in the party, ha!
Now we went to being a laughingstock, like getting teased like usual.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
What are you talking about?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
It's a great day to be a big old cot.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Preaching to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospel.
We stink. Stink.
Ben stays shotgun. He's back looking left. And over the middle, he fakes. Throws it down the field. It's caught. Antonio Brown into the end zone. Ben in the shotgun. Hands it off. And that's Connor turning the right corner. Still on his feet. Gets to the end zone. Touchdown. James Connor. Mayfield throws a long pattern down the near sideline. And it is intercepted. What a job by Joe Hayden. And that is a toss to Antonio Brown for his second touchdown. James with a rock, breaks free, 20, 15, 10, 5. He's in, touchdown, James Conner. There's the knee and there's the game. Final score, Pittsburgh 33, Cleveland 18.
Hello, Cleveland! Hello, Cleveland!
Now, in this case, it's goodbye, Cleveland. Goodbye, Cleveland, from Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley, man. That did him in, John.
And more of my money.
Oh.
God damn it. I took the Browns last week and I got 8 points. I thought, hey, you know, that sounds
right.
Pretty good. What the fuck was wrong with me? What the hell's the matter with me?
I don't know.
I have no idea either.
I have said I will never, ever bet on the Browns again.
Well, I'm certainly not going to bet on them now that they've got the lunatic in charge. He's in charge, Tom. It's Craig Gicka Williams. You got to make sure you get that double G in there. It's Craig Gicka Williams. Craig Gicka Williams doesn't give a fuck what you think. Craig Gicka Williams is going to do anything he wants because Craig Gicka Williams, he has more offers than he knows what to do with. Craig Gicka Williams.
Isn't he the one that couldn't wait to see what the cartoons were going to look like that one year?
That's right. So we do like him. He's all right. He's a fan.
He
did say that on our show. He said that on when he was a Redskins defensive coordinator. He couldn't wait to see what the cartoon looked like this year because I was making fun of him. But he is a deranged lunatic, and you should actually watch your children when you're around him. He's not like a pedophile or anything. He's just a deranged murderer.
I thought all our fans were deranged lunatics.
Halloween was last night. There's probably a bunch of them right now. Right now, listening to the podcast in the basement with the Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts that they trapped last night.
All right. Well, all you scouts and perverts, this is Bang Radio Hour number 338. I'm Tom. He's John. Coming up, E. coli is finished. Is this a road game? Are we on the road? Don't ask me. I ain't the coach. Tecmo playbook. I love this one. And Twitter. Okay. Twitter has ruined the world, John, and a whole lot more. But let's get back to this. The mess in Cleveland. Now, this is funny.
The big story.
This is Hugh Jackson right after the game, but before he got fired. Because evidently there's a whole story going on between or about the friction and whatever between Hugh Jackson and offensive coordinator Todd Haley, who came from the Steelers, you know,
Yeah, Hard Knocks was. Remember that ridiculous meeting that they had in Hard Knocks where Todd Haley was trying to get Hugh Jackson to make guys that weren't hurt please go out and practice?
Right, I do. I do remember
it
that.
It was crazy.
Yeah, and you just can. You have to sit in my chair. If you sit in my chair, well, you kind of see things a little differently. Hey, look, my slip is just as pink as yours. Looks like we're in the same chair.
Well, I think, you know, the opening game, they tied the Steelers. They had the tie.
Well, that's in Cleveland Municipal Stadium, dude. That is the biggest of all stages.
Oh,
according to you. I'm never going to let that go, you know.
I know. So they go this play this game and they get blown out and it's like, "Well, you haven't improved."
Dude, I think that the last five coaches the Browns got fired after the Steelers beat them.
Well, I mean, they got swept by the Steelers again. You know. Yep.
Well, this time they didn't really get swept. Did they get swept? Is a tie getting swept?
Oh, no, I guess not. That's right.
I don't know what the hell that is. Mr. Tilliard, we have news for you. You must tell us.
Well.
What? How is that regarded?
It's still, they still are winless against the Steelers. How's that?
That's true.
But, you know, you got to look at things on the positive. We didn't lose. So, you know,
right.
It's just like I didn't get fired. I just got laid off because of a force reduction. They forced me to reduce my freaking office size to the parking lot and then over to the bus stop.
Well, Hugh, like I said, this is post-game, but before he gets fired.
There's nothing wrong with my relationship with Haley. Guys, I said what I said last week, and obviously it had legs, but I've never said I wanted to take over play calling. I said I wanted to help. That's it. So today, now all of a sudden, it's just big old thing. Because sure, I mean, everybody's going to look and say, well, what's going on? But only thing's going on, we need to get better. We need to coach better. Oh. We need to get better.
Well, it's got legs. I'd say stomp on it.
It's got legs. Here it is, Tom. It's running across the floor. You see that's it story you guys are going to write about me and Haley. Because, you know, whenever I'm good friends with somebody and there's nothing wrong, I call them by their last name.
People ask me about you. Do I ever say, hey, you know, that guy lacks? If I did, if I say that, you know, I don't really give a shit. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, that's something like you say to coworkers. Call them by their last name.
Well, I guess they are.
You know. Well, yeah, that's true.
But not anymore.
No, not anymore. Now they're both unemployed. They could be coworkers again. Maybe they'll package deal themselves, you know. Just
yeah. Why don't we go over there and see if we can talk to the Giants? I'm sure they could use some help. Look at them. They're terrible.
Oh, I was thinking like Walmart, but yeah, the Giants would be about the equivalent of that. So
that would work. That would work. I could do the greeting. I could say hello, welcome to Walmart, and then Haley could go and get the carts and wrangle them up and push them inside.
Well, here's owner Jimmy Haslam.
Some difficult decisions were made by the organization today. I think in any business, anytime you make decisions that affect people's lives, particularly those people you work very closely with, they're tough. They're certainly no fun. I personally spent a tremendous amount of time with Hugh Jackson over the last 2.5 years. And so this was not an easy decision. It's hard to win in the NFL. If anybody knows that, it's us. And I think the message today is we're not going to put up with internal discord. That we want people who are collaborative and work together.
Well, of course he spent a whole bunch of time with Hugh Jackson. He had to bitch at him after every loss. So he was constantly hanging out with Hugh Jackson.
I guarantee you when he called up Greg Giga Williams and said, come up to my office, I want to talk to you about this interim job, that Greg Giga Williams showed up in a freaking leather jock strap with a goddamn pair of nipple rings and a little goddamn cat mask and a whip.
Oh, baby, come on, give me control of this team. Greg Giga Williams is ready to take some discipline out on these guys. You got internal discord? Greg Giga Williams is the guy to fix it. Greg Giga Williams will fix this locker room, or they will be fucking sorry.
I love Greg Giga Williams.
Greg Giga Williams, yeah, that's him. Hey, did you see what he said the other day? I had all kinds of offers. There was four of them. All I had to do was walk in and sign the contract. All I had to do was write down Greg Giga Williams.
With who? Who's offering him a contract?
I don't know, but he sounds a lot like Myron Cope. What is that?
I don't know. You know, there's only so many damn voices that a fucking mouth can do.
Well, a lot of voices. There's a lot of similar voices out there anyway.
He's Greg Giga Williams. He's the psychotic lunatic that's going to go down in the locker room and scare the hell out of everybody. We've had enough of this internal discord.
You know, obviously, you know who the comedian ventriloquist Jeff Dunham is, right?
Yeah, he sucks.
Oh, you're crazy. You are a... Good God.
I couldn't give a shit.
You old wretched man. He's hilarious. But no, he's got one. He's got one puppet that calls him Jeffafa. Because there's, you know, he doesn't know how to say it. Because he's like, there's two F's.
There's two Jeffafa. F's. Right.
Jeffafa. That's what reminds me of when you had Greg.
Why is there two G's? Tell me. What the hell was that? Did his father have a hiccup while he was signing the birth certificate or something? Oh, his name is Greg Williams.
That's great.
And he's been pissed off ever since. Look at me. I got a name with two G's at the end, Greg Williams, and my hair looks like a skunk.
Well, here's my favorite thing from Jimmy Haslam after he said that.
I'll accept the blame because ultimately it's the person at the head of the ship, so I'll take the blame as ownership. I can't explain it more than that. We've had different situations, different people. I know it's something we're not going to tolerate going forward.
I love that. As ownership, I'll take the blame and I can't explain it. And guess what? I don't have to because nobody can fire me because that happened before where he was questioned about that. And he goes, I own a team. You don't fire me. Sorry.
Right.
I'm here.
Didn't that big fat Browns fan get his way in there to get a goddamn conference with them?
Yes.
The dog pound guy.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if they gave him the pink slip and told him to go give it to Hugh?
Well, hello, Mr. Dog Pound. How are you? What's this you brought me?
Oh, my God.
That's
what do you want? I guarantee you, Todd Haley. His office, when he got fired, after he left, looked like, you know, one of those rooms that you see that you left a dog in for 12 hours, a dog with separation anxiety. He just rips apart everything in the whole goddamn place.
Right.
That's what his office looked like when he left. Todd Haley.
Wow.
Crazy ass. Well, now they've got Greg Williams, who hired his son to be the offensive coordinator. Who the fuck is that? Who is Greg Williams' son?
I don't know.
Is his name something like Matt?
I don't know. He's probably just like, hey, let's get you some money while we can.
Is it Matt Williams?
Matt.
Is it Bill Lilla Williams? I don't know. Oh, hell.
All right. So here's something that is going to give John a nice warm feeling all over.
Hand off to Adrian Peterson through a hole. 40, 45, 50. Ooh. Up the sideline. 45, 40. Ooh. To the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Ooh. Touchdown. Adrian Peterson all the way.
Finally, yes. Adrian Peterson bounces one. He was inch by inch all day, and he takes it to the house.
Man, he has still got it.
What's better than beating the Giants?
Beating the Eagles. Huh?
Well, no, beating the Giants is pretty damn good. There's only a few things I'll put better than beating the Giants. And yes, and that game was such a dominating performance, regardless of whatever they might have told you the scoreboard would have said. There was never a doubt, never a moment that it was in question. They didn't even cross the goal line until there was 17 seconds left to go in the game. I'm telling you, Tom, this Redskins defense is Python level.
They squeeze and squeeze until whatever's there stops moving.
It was the Giants, John.
Oh, yes, I know, but it was Saquon Barkley went nowhere, and it was Ezekiel Elliott went nowhere, and it was, who was the other big-time running back they played right before that that went absolutely nowhere? They're shutting down everybody.
Everybody they play, their running game goes nowhere.
Okay.
Nowhere.
Hey, they got my bet for me this week, so I was happy.
I know you were. Oh, that's right, they shut down the number one rushing tack in the league with, what's his name there? The guy from Carolina whose name is escaping me at the moment. What the hell's his name? Tom, the running back. God damn it.
For Carolina?
Carolina.
Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah, McCaffrey.
What did define shut him down?
They shut him down. He had like 22 yards. He was the number one rusher in the league. They went nowhere. That's shutting him down.
What do you mean he was the number one? He's never been anywhere near the number one rusher in the league. The guy hasn't even rushed.
Was.
He hasn't even rushed for more than 50 yards in a game, John.
He was the leading rusher in the league round week four.
You are out of your mind because Todd Gurley has been the leading rusher the entire year and Zeke is second. Although he had a bye week, so he's probably not now because what's his name from the Giants was up there.
But well, Christian McCaffrey, Zeke Elliott never went anywhere either.
I understand that, but Christian McCaffrey gets more receiving than he does rushing. His rushing yards are terrible.
McCaffrey went nowhere.
I understand.
Nobody goes anywhere. Nobody knows anywhere against the Python.
Okay.
That's right.
Well,
you see that, man? That,
you know what?
The pounding.
That defense is going to get a really good test this week, and we'll see what happens.
That's right, because they can pass the ball. That's the one thing. Now we'll find out whether or not we can we can shoot it out with anybody, which the answer is no, we cannot. We can't shoot it out with anybody. We can't shoot it out with pop guns and five-year-old kids.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. But this was great. Here was, man, the one Redskin that I always liked.
What, Cooley?
Chris Cooley.
Right. Yeah. Now, the reason I gave you this, this always is on an official Redskins podcast.
I know.
This is an official release of the Redskins.
It was a fun game to watch. It really was. I felt like I knew the ending the entire time, but it was one of those endings that you're hoping for. It was a Disney movie. You knew you were going to get a happy ending. You knew you were going to get a plot twist. You knew you were going to get a turn. Ultimately, you knew we were going to beat the Vagiants.
The Vagiants. I love it.
I thought I liked the Disney movie happy ending. What the hell is that? Prince Charming in the hand job?
I didn't even catch that the first time I heard the clip.
It's a Disney movie. Prince Charming's going to give her a kiss. She'll wake up. Wow. Give him a happy ending. Another one. Perverts in Disney studios. Didn't you know that? But yeah, the Vagiants. That's released by the Redskins over their official Redskins podcast network. That's the Vagiants.
Great. The Vagiants. Wow.
I love it.
Yeah, I do too. Definitely.
I love it. I mean, it's a cheesy nickname. That's fine. It's about as cheesy as Foreskins. No, it's actually better than that one. I think it's better than that one. Because it's true. They are nothing but a bunch of subhuman vaginas, really just flapping skin and a little tiny button.
Oh, my God.
Lots of people can't even find. Most people have no idea what to do with it once they grab hold of the giants.
All right, well... We know this guy does because this guy hosts sex boat cruises and stuff. So let's yeah. And there's another former Redskin that I do like. That's Fred Smoot, man. He's just going off on everything. All right, first off, here he's going to rip on the Giants. The Vagiants.
Dude, this is WTEM in Washington on the Al Galdi show.
Here's Smoot ripping on the Giants and the city of Boston. Well, they're fans.
You know, it's never a bad thing when you can rub it in on the New York sports fan.
Yes.
Washington, D.C. can do that today with the Redskins win at the Giants, making things doubly bad because, remember, the Yankees fan today is having to take it once again with Boston winning another World Series championship.
They're getting everything they deserve. New York, New York. I like to rub it in. And guess what I'm also tired of? I am tired of all these parades that's held in Boston.
Too many.
Like, Boston just continuously has parades. The Celtics could possibly bring them another one. New England still has Brady and Belichick. You want to talk about a spoiled sports town?
Yeah, they are.
I don't know why they have all them parades up in Boston time. What's wrong with Mayberry? Why do we have a parade down Main Street in Mayberry?
I like to rub it in.
He likes to rub it in, and when he gets out on the boat, he likes to rub it out, too.
The Vagiants.
Right.
As long as somebody's wearing the mittens, and nobody touches anybody with their hands. Still, you know, nobody has ever risen to the challenge and explained why that was what it was. And we're just going to leave it at that.
I don't really need to know.
The mittens.
And the mitten man. So the Giants stink, he says, and it's over for Eli.
And somebody need to call Payton, somebody need to call Archie or Cooper and tell them to drive to New York Cooper. And drive E. coli Manning home.
E. coli Manning. I was low. What do you imagine Cooper shows up? Come on, bro. You got to get out of here, man.
Hey, daddy, let me use a car. Come on.
He is finished. I think Eli retired 3 weeks ago and didn't tell anybody.
He's got the itis, though. He got a cure.
Itis hurt everybody.
He got the itis.
Hey, listen to me. Eli is finished. I hate to say it. Like, the one thing about us athletes, we're alpha males. We never know when we're finished. We need our friends to tell us it's over. It's over. He's skittish in the pocket. He can't throw the ball down the field anymore. He's a shell of himself.
Their offensive line is horrible.
Oh, they literally stink. And that shows you. No fat boys, no win.
No fat boys, no win, John. That's right.
They literally stink.
They literally stink.
We alpha males. I'm an alpha male, Tom. You got to tell me when to quit.
Cooper's going to tell him. I love it.
You know what I like? He said he was retired 3 weeks ago. You know what? My Vontae Davis is in the parking lot honking the horn. Come on, man. God damn it. You said you was going to be out here.
Come on, man.
So who's their backup? Who can they turn to?
I don't know, but he got in a car accident the other day. He sideswiped a cop that was on the side of the road.
That's right.
I can't remember his name. He was like, shit, this is fucked up. Look at this line. Oh, God, what can I do to get out of this? Oh, wait, like, I know. Wham. There's somebody getting pulled over. Smash.
I'm going to look for that here. Here he's going to talk about, you know, how you compare to like what the Chiefs do. The Redskins do sometimes win ugly. It's not always pretty, but they win.
Right. You know, ugly's just fine.
That's right. And Freddie says, hey, man, it's okay to date an ugly girl.
Hey, at the end of the day, it's okay to date the ugly girl. It's okay to date the ugly girl that got her life together. She got a good family. She cooks. She treats you well. It's all pluses. She's just not the cutest girl. It's okay to date her. She will treat you fine. Y'all can have a great life together. Win ugly. And I enjoy this.
He enjoys it.
She will wear the mittens. She will wear the mittens, Tom.
That's right.
And she'll wear the bowling shoes.
Excellent.
So you all good to go. Oh, man. He's always giving advice. All it takes is one to like you and you can get married. He said that for us earlier, and now he's talking about you should date the ugly girl.
Right.
The ugly girl. She puts out, you know.
Let's see here. All right. Eli Manning, Alex Tanney, and Kyle LaLetta.
Okay, LaLetta, that's the one that got busted for smashing into a cop.
All right, well, they got him listed third string. I don't know if he was listed third string a week ago, but he is now.
It's Tanney. It's actually Tanner. It's some guy with no shirt from Tennessee.
It says Alex Tanney on their website.
Right. Oh, well, who the hell he is, who the hell knows, but it's going to be fun when they finally put him in.
I don't know, but he's 30 years old. Tanney is.
He's ready for his shot, Coach. I'm ready to get in there, Coach.
He played for Monmouth.
Oh, man, the Monmouth Monster. I remember him.
Yeah, Alex Tanney. I remember him. And then the other guy,
Kyle LaLetta.
He played for Richmond. He's the rookie. I don't know if they expected him to be something. I don't
know. You know, Kyle LaLetta sounds to me like you're drunk and trying to say something like, Kyle, why don't you go get us something? And it just keeps coming out, Kyle LaLetta. Kyle LaLetta. Kyle LaLetta. Kyle LaLetta. That's probably what he said to the cop after he hit him. Kyle LaLetta.
Man, did you see any of the Packers-Rams game?
Oh, yeah. It was a great game. It was ridiculous.
The game was great, but the fans. Well, I mean, if you're Packers, your fans were great. But, dude, it's still L.A., man. This is still the same problem as before, man. If that team. The Rams, I mean, look at them. They are undefeated, and there's more Packer fans at the game than Rams fans.
Well, look, you know that Los Angeles is known as the Wisconsin of the West, so it's that's why you have a lot of them out there. There's a whole section.
I don't care.
You got the Latinos on one side. You got the Mex down in the valley or whatever, wherever they are. And then you got a whole bunch of Youpers up in the hill.
The Mex. Hella quesadilla.
Right. And then they got the people that are up on the hill going, hella cheddar, hella Swiss and all kinds of other stuff.
But I don't know, man. They were a playoff team last year and now they're undefeated. How do you have that many tickets available? I don't get it.
They were probably sold long ago. I'm sure, you know, the Packer fans probably bought them out in the summertime or probably bought them out maybe 2 years ago. You can predict when these games are coming up. I just don't know if they'll have tickets ready, but you might be able to reserve them. I have no idea. It's Los Angeles, man. You could probably buy anything.
They don't have dates. They don't know the dates yet. They know who their opponents are in 2 years, but they don't know the dates.
I have no idea. You know, it's a big-ass stadium. I know the Coliseum is huge.
Damn, that's crazy. Right? They asked, Aaron Rodgers. He said it kind of felt like a home game.
Yeah, it sounded like a home game at times for us. The crowd was fantastic.
Yeah, sure.
But this one's funny. Here's great. Here's Sean McVay.
There was a lot of Packers fans here today, too. You know, we got to, there was a lot of cheers when the Packers scored. I was a little surprised about that.
Were you?
Have you seen that video of him where they ask him down in distance and they give him a date and he remembers the exact play he called?
Oh, wow. Really?
Oh, you should look this up. I think it was Sims and Lefko. They got some kind of video cast or something on Bleacher Report. But they got with him and they would say things like October 12th, 2016. Second down and two, second quarter, 2 minutes, 14 seconds. And he goes, oh, toss right, sweep, and went for 6 yards. And he'll tell you just like that.
That's insane.
Got an eidetic memory.
Oh, wow. He's like Sheldon from Big Bang Theory.
Well, except he's a football coach, so he's a lot tougher.
Yes, but Sheldon has an eidetic memory. I get it. That's a trip, man.
It is a trip. Dude probably remembers everything. Like he's going to remember getting beat this weekend.
He should just watch every game of his opponent, and then he'll be ready to coach. He doesn't even have to do anything. Just watch every game, and now he knows what to do.
Well, he's 9-0, right? 8-0.
How about that?
Is it 8-0, 9-0?
Who?
The Rams. Which one, 8 or 9? I've lost track.
I don't know. That was Sean McVay.
Yeah, isn't that the coach of the Rams?
Yes. I got lost.
I hope you leave that in just the way it was. That was perfect.
Oh, I will. Sure.
Yes, we're talking about an eidetic memory. Tom, yes, that's right. This guy that we've been talking about for the last 5 minutes. You remember who we're talking about?
I, on the other hand, don't have an eidetic memory. Oh, but you know what? You know what I love? Yeah. Here comes Patrick Mahomes. We got to write a song.
Here comes Patrick Mahomes.
We got to make a song with this.
Who's going to sing it? I can't sing at all.
Yes, you.
Not a very good singer.
Let's see. Mahomes says, it's the NFL. You got to play a good team every week.
I mean, this is the NFL. I mean, every team's good every single week. And we had a very tough schedule coming out. A lot of really good teams this first half of the season. And for us to be sitting here 7-1, I mean, I would love to be 8-0. But at the same time, I'm happy with where we are and where we're going.
I bought a book of cliches this week, and I'm just going to tell you, we're going to take one of them at a time here, one game at a time, Tom. It was just good. We played a lot of good teams. Everybody in the NFL is good except the Cardinals, the 49ers. Oh, they stink. The Giants. Oh, my God, they're terrible. They're not going to be good. What the hell was I thinking? Holy crap, the Eli Manning reminds me of that geezer Alex Smith that was here last year, except Eli can't even throw a check down. The New York Giants season, Tom, brought to you by the number one and 15.
Well, here we love when he says the name Kareem.
I call him the little cinder block. I mean, like he's...
Wait, he calls him what?
I call him the little cinder block.
Oh, the little cinder block.
I call him the little cinder block. I mean, like he just can't tackle that guy. And so once he had space, I knew he had a chance of at least getting forward progress and getting it down close, but he went over the top of everybody and got in the end zone. I call him the little cinder block. I mean, like he just can't...
I call him the little cinder block. Cinder block. He's a little cinder block. You can't tackle a cinder block, Tom. You'd hurt yourself. I get out on the field. I get excited. It sounds like Cinderella. Defense starts making fun of him.
That's great.
Did you see him hurdle that dude the other day and go in for a score?
Yes.
That was badass.
This kid's something else, man. He's just taking over the league.
The whole team is something else. There's just that one factor.
Andy Reid.
He's coming. You know, it's coming. Something's going to happen soon.
Yeah, they're the AFC version of the Cowboys. They're the AFC accident waiting to happen, aren't they?
Yeah, well, you know who's driving.
I'm sorry, I dropped my Cheeto. Can you hold the wheel for a second?
You think the food's always getting in the way of his coaching? You think that's what gets in?
Oh, hell yeah. I honestly believe he's probably got things going on intravenously for him during the game. He's probably got like a roast beef in a freaking bag that's up under his poncho.
What are you gonna order today, there, coach? Oh, let me get biscuits and gravy in one bag. Let me get let me get some lasagna with garlic bread in the other bag. Let me get.
He's got to call a timeout in the second quarter because a pea gets stuck in the drop tab the drop tube.
Oh God, who put the peas in here? Jesus Christ. I told you nothing green.
Midway through the fourth quarter, little Uber Eats car drives up on the sideline, gets out with guys carrying two bags over to Andy.
Oh, thank God. You guys are lifesavers. Did you bring my lifesavers?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you know, he is massive again. I thought he was losing weight last year, and I know I've said this before, but holy shit, that dude is massive.
How about that?
John, I feel bad for Jalen Ramsey.
Why would you feel bad for Jalen Ramsey?
Because I love Ramsey, and he's so sad because his team sucks.
Well, he's sad about a lot of things, Tom. He's sad because he doesn't have other quarterbacks to talk about anymore because they've all been pretty much beating the Jaguars' ass this year.
Oh, here, he doesn't know what to do.
And I don't know. We're going to figure it out somehow, some way, but I don't know. I'm not the coach.
We're going to figure it out. but I don't know. I'm not the coach, man. What do you want?
What the fuck you asking me for? The fuck if I know? God damn. I'm telling you what. Y'all come over here asking me what I'm supposed to do about something out on the field. I mean, God damn it. If I knew what I was supposed to do something out on that damn field, I would have done it in the fourth quarter of that football game. But obviously, I don't know what to do. So I don't know why y'all coming over here and asking me. Because I ain't no coach. Damn it.
See how upset he gets?
I just love crying players, man. I just love it when they get to crying.
Don't ask me.
All right.
I don't know.
So I loved this. And I know it was the Buffalo Bills, and God, I wish they'd have done something with it, but damn, this was great. You used to play Tecmo Super Bowl, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Good grief.
Who didn't, right?
Right.
Okay.
Except these young kids that listen to us these days.
I don't know if you saw this. But the Buffalo Bills, and I don't know if you ever, you had to have used the Vikings if you played Tecmo Super Bowl. The Buffalo right. Bills ran the reverse flea flicker from Tecmo Super Bowl.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now, this was right. You had to hit the down arrow plus B button.
Right.
That option for the Vikings, and it involved, the ball gets pitched three times before it's thrown. There's three pitches involved. Right. Now in the Tecmo Bowl, it was Wade Wilson was the quarterback.
I know. If you had Lawrence Taylor, if you were playing with the Giants, you could fuck that play all up.
This is interesting. Wade would be under center when he took the snap, and then there would be three pitches, but Derek Anderson was in shotgun when he ran it. Now, it hardly ever worked.
He was playing back when there was Tecmo Bowl, wasn't he?
Wade?
No. Derek Anderson.
Oh, I don't think so.
I'm going to put a dollar down says he was.
Okay. John, we're talking about the 80s, man.
I know, I'm fucking around.
Okay, stop it. Anyway, so the play hardly ever worked in Tecmo Super Bowl. And when it did work and you scored, it was the greatest thing in the world. You actually succeeded that stupid flea flicker. But
right.
You never see them do it in the NFL. It didn't work in Tecmo Super Bowl, and it didn't work for the Bills. So
The triple reverse. Flea flicker.
Reverse flea flicker. It was great. I loved seeing it. I just wish it would have been successful. Because the execution of it in the backfield, in the pocket, was fantastic. It was perfection. Right. He just didn't get the ball to the receiver.
Well, did you hear the coach called it in, and they had it on NFL, what was it, mic'd up?
He oh, really?
And goes, yeah, it went like this.
Fuck it. Do whatever the fuck you guys want. I'm fucking clueless. Whatever.
That was a weird game, and it was close for a while.
It was, and there were three dildos thrown onto the field.
Was there really?
There was three dildos thrown onto the field, and one arrest made in a dildo toss. And I can't even remember the guy's name right now, but he threw a turkey baster style squirtomatic out onto the field.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I love it. You know, they even had to come out and say they sent out some kind of release before the game that if anybody throws anything on the field, and I'm like, no, 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 please, please. You've got to throw dildos on the field, please. And now the Bears want, but Mitchell Trubisky wants dildos thrown on the field in Soldier Field.
Okay.
He does. He wants a Bills Mafia type thing. He wants everybody over in Chicago breaking tables. So I assume that means dildos thrown onto the field.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You don't want to get those crazies riled up, man.
They throw dildos at you.
They'll throw more than that. They might throw grenades or who knows what.
Katie Nolan said that there wasn't any devices confiscated. So she goes, they must have been hiding them somewhere.
Go, Katie.
Dirty little minx.
That's great. All right. So anyway, kudos to the Bills for running the reverse flea flicker from Tecmo Super Bowl. Let's move on to a Seahawks fan. We have a fan.
Okay. Oh, we have a fan.
And this was before they played the Detroit game.
It's a 12, Tom. It's a 12.
Yeah,
maybe
she's a 12.
Is this one of the fans that's tired of paying their salaries to stand around and disrespect the flag?
Yeah, obviously not. She's watching the game, and she's a fan, and she's doing a pregame video and going to get all ready for this. They're in Detroit, ready to play the Lions, and this is what she says.
What's up, 12s? It's your girl, Pete Carroll's got Megan here. I'm just wanting to talk a little bit.
Oh, we have another Megan, John, and Pete Carroll's got it. Did Pete Carroll place her there? I mean,
Pete Carroll's got Megan here.
She says Pete Carroll's got Megan here.
It's your girl. I needed something to call myself on YouTube. So Pete Carroll's got Megan.
Pete Carroll's got Megan here. I'm just wanting to talk a little bit about our game where we go to Detroit to defeat the Lions. They're not doing so bad. And got a text. Stafford is looking. My fucking phone.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I just can't even deal, Tom. I'm trying to make a video about football, and all of my friends won't stop telling me how good looking I am. My God, stop texting me.
I'm so popular.
I'm just so popular. I can't even take 5 minutes out and tell you how great the Seahawks are because I'm just a 12.
Stafford's looking really fucking good out there. A lot of people, a lot of Seahawks fans want to say, oh, you know what, this is the Lions, easy win, pick up dub, this and that, whatever, pick even though we're not favored dub. In the game. What is, of course is, not, when are we ever...
Is that Seattle lingo? Whatever.
No, it just
dub.
Means pick up the win.
I know this what is, it this means. I know what it means.
Verbiage that's 30 years younger than us, Tom. I'm sorry, did I fuck your joke up again?
I know plenty of people 30 years younger than me that speak properly, John.
That is the most get off my lawn statement I've ever heard you make. Listen to these kids, they're speaking properly.
But I need to be able to understand you. I get what she said. I even knew what it meant. Pick up dub. Yeah, get the W. I get it.
But so you understood her.
I know. It's just stupid.
It's just these damn kids today.
I don't know. You know what? Mine don't talk like that, so I guess I just haven't heard it. Their friends don't talk like that. I don't know, man.
They pull up to your house and go, don't talk like that around my dad. He can't handle it.
Oh, bullshit.
And then they go, yo, like Chikapalo and Yada.
Yeah, let me see her. Let me see her come hang in the mosh pit at a Lamb of God concert.
Okay.
And then we'll see who's yelling to get off their lawn then.
This and that, whatever, even though we're not favored in the game. Of course not. When are we ever fucking favored? By the way, thanks, Vegas, because we'll just prove you wrong. We love being the underdog.
Vegas!
But anyway...
She's going to blame Vegas. I love it. She has no idea how this works, does she?
No, thank you, Vegas. You're just going to prove you wrong again. Just like when my boyfriend said that I couldn't get anywhere. And look, I've got over 400 followers on YouTube.
Vegas doesn't give a shit who they think is going to win the game. All Vegas cares about is who they think is going to be bet on by the bettors. That's right. All they care about.
That's right.
That's what their line is set by.
Somebody bets the other side.
Their line is set by the anticipation of the bettors, and is that the way they bet changes, so does the line. That's how it works. They have no interest in as far as being a fan of the Seahawks or the Lions, and she's taking it all personal. Thanks, Vegas. Like, they did this to her.
They don't like us, Tom. We're 12.
But anyways, we got to realize this isn't the Lions that we're used to. This is Matt Patricia's Lions now. So we are playing against a Patriot-like team.
A Patriot-like team?
Has she been paying attention?
No, that's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I'm going to read you a freaking headline today from that game. What's the name? What's the running back's name? Abdullah. What's his name?
Amir Abdullah.
Amir Abdullah disappointed in his fumble on Sunday.
Really?
I felt like I could fumble better, you know. It just kind of fell out of my hand. It just lay there a little bit, you know. I didn't put no spin on it or nothing. I felt like I could have made it a little better.
That's great.
Oh, the Lions. We love you. You know, everybody likes to just kick you around.
What's up, 12? It's your girl. Pete Carroll's got Megan here.
Megan.
Megan here.
Megan!
What's up?
I don't know, man. You know, as I go around looking for YouTube fans that are on there. By the way, remember that guy, the Eagles fan, brain damage. What are you, brain damage? Remember that guy?
What do you got, brain damage?
You brain damage? What is it? I found him. All right, he had a good rant this week about Golden Tate, but it wasn't very funny, so I didn't even bother to pull it up. But he is now in the freaking focus. He is now in the line. But, you know, as I go around looking for these things, everybody does the same things. Yo, it's your boy, whatever my name is. Yo, it's your girl. It's, no.
Right. Oh, I know.
Whatever. Get off of my lawn. Kids, I don't understand why you talk this way. Why can't you say something nice like, hello, my name is John?
What? Who is that guy a fan of that you're talking about?
Which guy?
The one. Which? That, what do you got? Brain damage.
Oh, he's an Eagle fan.
He's an Eagles.
He's an Eagle fan. He was all excited about Golden Tate. That's what his video was the other day. But I mean, it was okay. It just was, you know, it was just okay.
Oh, here so he is. Yeah.
You what you got? You got brain damage?
Oh, this guy, the yeah, curl yeah. route guy.
Do your curl up. Do your curl up. Do your curl up.
Right. Him. Right. So I have found him again. So good. I've got him on the follow there, so I'll be able to find some stuff from him.
Captain Hooks!
Captain Hooks! Yeah.
Much better than Mr. Business Suit, so.
When you need a first down, you're supposed to try to get it!
You're supposed to get it!
You're a moron!
Right. All right.
Yeah.
So, more good stuff. Now, oh man, you know what? I gotta pull up. Hold on. Daggone it. I meant to... We cannot do this without doing this other thing first. Hold on.
All right, we gotta pull that up.
Here we go.
If you want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, you go after one that doesn't do the right things. You don't downgrade him because he does everything right and may not play as well on Saturday. And you let us make that decision. That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me or our coaches.
Right. Mike Gundy, coach of Oklahoma State.
Yeah, man, he gets good and pissed off. He was a man. He was a man. He's 40.
He's 40. Well, he's about 50.
What's he, about
now.
46?
I don't know. How long 50? Ago was that?
I don't know. That was a good while ago. I lose track of time when it comes to the podcast. I don't know. Was it pre-podcast? It's like AD and BC, you know, when a big world changed there. It's, for me, it's like that. It's before podcast or after podcast.
That was September of 2007. So he is 51, his birthday, unless his birthday's coming between now and the end of the year.
Well, congratulations to Mike Van Gundy, dickhead supreme.
Well, I don't know. He's just taking up for his players.
He's just a football coach, yeah. I don't think he's a dickhead. I was just saying that to be a dick.
So I guess there's been some criticism. There's been some criticism of Oklahoma State and Mike Gundy on Twitter, John. And, you know, social media is just bringing this world down. This is great because the reporter asked him about it.
Criticism where? From where?
Outside. Noise.
From where?
Twitter, radio.
Yeah. Oh, I'd give a rat's ass about Twitter.
Twitter.
Oh, rat's ass. It's a platform for people that are sitting home trolling an unemployment check. Sitting in front of a keyboard.
Actually, there are people who write on Twitter and get paid a lot of money for it. So,
and the fact of the matter is, most people are doing it at work.
Right.
I'm not disregarding what you're saying. Trust me, I get it at my own house. But, I mean, I just kind of felt like that the social media and Twitter is what's destroying this country anyway. So that's how I feel about it, from politics to sports to whatever. It gives people a platform to be. And then other people are like needling it, and they're sitting at home and they're late on a payment. So anyway, that's how I feel.
Late on a payment. Oh my gosh. Look, there's a lot of crap goes on out there. I mean, you know what it is? You know, a lot of people blame social media for a lot of stuff, but it's really just a matter of whether you can handle it. Not everybody can handle social media. That's the problem. And they don't have the mental capacity.
Well,
to get it, a complete stranger can just send them completely over the edge with one comment. That's all it takes.
Well, aside from that, it's not the platform that made them stupid enough. You know, if you're stupid, you can't handle it. And the people that can't handle it are stupid. I'm sorry, but I'm to the point now, Tom, where I think it's quick and easily separated. We can probably draw a line. Oh, I don't know, say the Mississippi River and put the stupid people on one side and blow it up.
What? Wait, which side are we going to blow up, the east side or the west side?
Well, if you have to ask that question, maybe you're going to be on the wrong side. don't be stupid. What's the matter with you?
Well, damn it, Dallas is on the west side, and the Washington Redskins are on the east side, so I got issues here.
You bring the football teams, for God's sake, so we smart people need something to do. You know, we just relocate them to different stadiums, things like that. We just rename things. You know, the East Coast becomes the Mississippi River.
I gotcha.
We have solved the world's problems, and people are going to tweet about it after we get the podcast out.
You just might have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's a real quick one here. Here's our coverage for the year.
From the top on down, here comes a 1-2 pitch.
Dude, you should have warned me. I hate the Red Sox. You should have said, John, here's audio of a fat woman's massive bowel obstruction being drained.
Yeah.
I would have said, well, okay, as long as it's not the Red Sox final call winning the World Series. John, here's audio of a cat being tortured by being made to listen to bagpipe music.
So Dodgers fans are accusing Red Sox pitchers of cheating. Did you hear about this?
You know, that's all it is anymore. Anybody that loses anything, that's the first thing they're going to say. You cheated.
They say that they were secretly putting out, yeah, it's a pretty serious accusation. If it's true, then they were cheating. But they said they were putting pine tar and other sticky substances on their fingers. The pitchers were.
That's what I've heard. I've seen there's pictures that could possibly be. However, being a person that works with Photoshop for a living, I can tell you that's not hard to do.
Well, technically it's illegal, but the thing is, it's become such commonplace. Baseball doesn't really police this stuff anymore. These videos.
Sometimes they do.
The videos that have come out, there's one of Matt Barnes where he allegedly has some substance on. He keeps it on his forearm and he just touches it with his pitching hand before each pitch. Like he'll just, you know.
I've seen it come. I've seen an Oriole pitcher actually get thrown out of the game for it. I can't remember his name, but I think what happens is when shit gets out of hand and the other manager doesn't know what to do, that's when he says, okay. Call him on that shit.
There's one where David Price, he pats his shirt with his hand and then his hand sticks to it, like his jersey sticks to his hand. And that wasn't even in the World Series. Or I'm sorry, the Barnes one wasn't from the World Series. That was in the Astros the league championship. But you know, people were talking about it then. Nothing came of it. You know, and it's illegal. But everybody kind of just looks the other way because it's so commonplace now that you can't really complain about it because your own pitchers on your own team are probably doing it.
Right. And to be honest with you, I am much more concerned about the trend that I see setting after the video I have seen after the Red Sox World Series parade in which a Boston fan ate horseshit. What the fuck is people? What is this going to be the new trend after a championship? People are going to freaking be eating horse shit.
You mean like the Eagle fan? So now they
like
did it?
Like the Eagle fan.
I'm going to one-up him. I'm going to eat more than he. Oh, my God.
I'm going to eat horse shit, too. Yeah, seriously. Get the.
When Ohio State won the national championship in 2014, thank God nobody did that. No Buckeye fan was ever on video eating horse shit.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would have never in any way, in any form, eaten any sort of shit from any sort of thing.
No.
However, I am so glad that when I was young and stupid, there wasn't a phone in everybody's pocket that could fucking take video. I am so happy that that's not there.
Well, my favorite thing about this story, about these fans accusing them, is they dig into the baseball rule book, and the Ooh. Quote, the quote is, "The pitcher shall not apply a foreign substance of any kind to the ball. Violating the rule is grounds for immediate ejection and a 10-game suspension."
He rubbed a Frenchman on the ball. I saw him.
The best part of the rule, it is Rule 6.02, subsection C, subsection 4.
We got video?
It's Article 13, section 3, line B.
Right. No.
There you go.
It's C, 4. Not 3B.
Bingo.
That's great, isn't it?
Some things never go away, and that's why. Because when you get clowns like that are quoting the rule books, nobody cares about the rules anymore, right. Anywhere, at all. The only way they can care about the rule is if they can manipulate it, and that's it. If you can manipulate it, they don't care.
I know where you live, aren't you guys kind of spread out there, the homes?
Used to be.
I just wonder if you got many kids trick-or-treat around you.
Oh, hell no. I never get any kids. Oh. My street looks very kind of foreboding if you come onto my street. It's got one street light at the end. It's dark. You go to it's dark. There's two empty houses. One's on the corner, and that one's old. That woman's been dead for a few years now. She doesn't live. She's not still there, but nobody's done anything with the house. I think it's still in probate, but the house is all getting kind of dilapidated a little bit, and there's like twisted trees, and the one light makes them look bad, and nobody comes down my street. Which is fine with me. I haven't had a trick-or-treater in probably 15 years.
Wow. Yeah, we had a little over 50 last night. There were 41 million kids trick-or-treating last night. Yeah, so we had a little over 50, but we...
Do they have turnstiles?
We blacked out the garage with black sheets and set up some things in there to hide behind, and we had full-size candy bars in there, but they had to come into the garage. Man, we scared the crap out of some kids last night. We scared the crap out of some kids last night. It was That's great.
Cool. That's cool. I wish we got trick-or-treaters down here. I really do, but we just don't.
We get into it, man. So. That was great. Yeah, we had some people like coming up taking video of us. My son was there. That's had a cool. good time. Hey, man, it's Halloween. I'm going to scare some kids, damn it. It's the only time I can do
it. Yeah, why not? Run around with your dick hanging out. Scare everybody.
Oh, and of course, the biggest news of the entire week, John. Do you know?
Okay.
Do you know who Selena Gomez is?
The name is familiar. Oh,
yes. Yeah. So she, yeah, she was, you know, she's a pop star. She was with Justin right. Bieber and all that. Well, she was the most followed person on Instagram in the world.
Oh, okay.
But she has.
I'm all impressed.
She has lost that to somebody else.
Oh. Who?
She has been defeated by soccer star Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo has passed up Selena Gomez. The score is now 144,414,606 to 144,349,96. Now that was as of this past Monday, so her groupies may have jumped on and passed them up, but that's crazy, man. 144 million.
This is how
people.
Tom scared kids in his garage.
Right.
Jump out.
Selena Gomez is losing followers. Oh man, kids love that crap. They would love that.
I mean, you know, you might as well put me on Jeopardy, and I go, I'll take things I don't give a fuck about for 600, Alex. It's the Daily Double. Who the fuck is this bitch? Oh, I don't know, Alex. I guess I lose my money.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, I think it's kind of, to me, it's a badge of station that probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes ago when I said, who the fuck? I don't know. That name sounds familiar. A lot of people, like Tillier, probably went, oh, how does he not know who Selena Gomez is? And I just... I'm proud that I don't know, but it doesn't register with me immediately who Selena Gomez is.
She's a pretty big pop star. I mean, she's really cute. I mean, for, you know, my God, she's younger than my kids. So she's like 21 and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Hangs out with Taylor Swift kind of shit, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
I just thought it was funny that this, you know, massive pop star got beat by an athlete. I love it.
Yeah, Ronaldo. Ronaldo will have more Instagram followers than you, Selena Gomez.
All right, you got an email?
Bitch.
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I got a lot of email. Let me see here.
Uh-oh. They've been busy.
A pad of paper here. Dear gentlemen, I am writing to complain that the computer I purchased from your store constantly sends my emails to the wrong place. If this has gone to the wrong place, I sincerely apologize. And he doesn't even put his name, but that.
Oh.
Okay. I don't really care about that. Let's see. Dear John and Tom. Well, I guess that shit didn't work. Signed, Le'Veon Bell.
No. And I
guess not.
I mean, at this point, even if he shows up, how do you give him his job? James Conner is ripping it up.
Oh, I know. And that's the worst thing that could have happened to him.
Oh, my God. Le'Veon Bell, man. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't. They should trade him as quick as possible.
I don't know. I think you squeeze him if I'm the Steelers. Why not? That's what they do. Squeeze him.
Well, he made a huge mistake, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He made a gigantic mistake, a big time miscalculation.
See,
sorry about that.
It's hard. I'm torn. I understand why. I get it. All you got to do is look at Earl Thomas, and I completely get it. But damn, it'd been different if the Steelers were, you know, 2-6 and couldn't run the football. Then it's a different story. But they hold the cards. They got a great running back.
Well, you know, you take a gamble. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Look at Kirk Cousins. He gambled on himself. He won, and now he's playing.
Yes.
He's playing really good, but he keeps fumbling games away, and they keep losing football games, and they're rather mediocre. I saw a Sports Illustrated prognostication for the second half of the season. They've got him not even making the playoffs.
But he did it because the Lord told him to.
You should fuck over the Redskins. They did not negotiate in good faith. You should use the Jets as leverage to get the best deal you can.
Right.
And fuck over the NFL contract system going forward.
Guaranteed contract. Holy shit. Let's see. The other thing that I've got is an email that came in a couple of weeks ago, and this comes from Colin, and I felt I should read it because I didn't see it, and I just saw it because I've been busy.
Is this Colin the Eagles fan that's all grown up
now? I believe this is probably Colin the Eagles fan. He calls me Bang. So, yeah, he's obviously been around for a long time, so I'm assuming this is Colin, our friend the Eagles fan, the piano player, I think. Bang, I feel like you're giving MMA a bum rep.
Yes.
It's not, as I put it, two dudes laying on each other. Sometimes it's two women laying on each other. Thank you, Colin. Anyway, as a blue belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, does that mean you have to like wax your pubic hair into like a landing strip or something? Is that what you have to do?
No.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu, is that the difference?
No. Brazilian jiu-jitsu is the best jiu-jitsu in the world, John. Stop. Just stop.
It looks pretty good. The Japanese jiu-jitsu is all right, except it's all pixelated and full of hair. Anyway, he says he's a blue belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu and an amateur MMA fighter with an impressive 0-1 record, and he will grab me and lay on top of me until I admit that MMA is badass.
I told you, man. God. Just, you know what? If you go on YouTube and just watch any fight of a guy named Damian Maia, he's a Brazilian. He's like he's the best, man. He's Brazilian, and he's the best, maybe the best jiu-jitsu fighter on the planet. And you watch a couple of his fights, because I didn't get it. I didn't understand jiu-jitsu. I didn't really, you know, I've heard it. I knew it was a martial art, but I didn't really understand it until I watched this guy. When you watch a master at it, then you get it and you go, wow, that's an amazing skill. It really is.
it's the most offensive of all of the martial arts, though. The jiu-jitsu.
Oh my God! You know what? You know what? Though
I should have not. You should never pay wholesale. Hey, yo.
The MMA gave us this.
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot. I understand.
Yes, and you know what? He's fighting Saturday night. He's fighting for belt against Daniel Cormier, UFC this Saturday night. That guy right there, if he wins the belt from Cormier, I bet them pants come off again.
He needs Donald Trump to call him up and say, this French bastard needs to get knocked out. He's making me look bad on the news. He sounds Canadian to me there, Derek. Go ahead and pop him one. I'd do it, but you know my hands are so small.
I got knocked this Russian motherfucker out.
Oh, my God. What a great interview. What a great post-game interview that was.
Dude, we're 18 years into the millennium, and so far that is the best interview I've ever heard.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Right.
I think the Brazilian jiu-jitsu should be given an option there in the Olympics, maybe. I don't like your footwear. Hiya, you should get a better job. Maybe date a doctor.
That was good stuff. All right, what else?
Hey, all right, and that's all I got.
I thought you had a bunch. I thought you said you had a bunch of email.
Oh, yeah, but I can't read my handwriting.
Oh, Jesus. Why is there handwriting?
Because I was in a hurry. It's election season. I work for local news. It is fucking crazy. It's like 20-hour days.
I understand.
Until next Tuesday.
Don't you have a printer?
I'm not hooked up to this computer. No, I was on the run, and I did not have an option to be able to get to that.
This is 2018. Would you get a printer? I'm going to get you a printer for Christmas.
Yeah. I have printers. I just didn't have an ability to get to them at the time when I was writing this stuff up, when I had time to be able to write this stuff up.
All right, we got a question for a character here.
Okay.
I guess several people want to know, primarily Roy and Daniel want to know.
Okay.
They want to ask Matt Patricia, you know, from the Patriots-like team.
Yeah, the Patriots like to, they'd like to kill Popeye.
They want to know how he can trade Golden Tate away, but trade for Snacks Harrison, and are the Lions buying or selling, contending or rebuilding?
Matt Patricia, he has one of those voices. So the first thing you have to understand is we're doing things here the Lions way. And if that means we got to make one trade for a guy, and then we trade another guy for something else, and then we get something this way, or maybe somebody goes to the store and gets some coffee, and one guy's pretty good, and the other guy might be too, but they're different guys, and, well, that's what it means, and I don't care if it doesn't make any sense, that's the Lions way, And not making any sense is a long-standing tradition around here. Now, look, I got big shoes to fill. I got Matt Millen was here, for God's sakes, Rod Marinelli. Those are legends around here. Wayne Bontz, if only I had a running back like Barry Sanders that I could waste away behind a goddamn five-man wide receiver stupid run and shoot with Scott Mitchell pulling the trigger. Oh, how far I could go. So I trade Golden Tate. I bring in snacks. I like big fat guys. He's a big fat guy. And Golden Tate's just a skinny little pencil neck guy. So fat guy better than Poindexter.
No fat boys, no win.
Right.
No fat boys, no win.
He wants his Wilfuck.
That coach has the worst voice in the league.
He wants his Wilfuck. He got his Wilfuck there.
I almost started playing Slim Whitman to see if his head would explode.
This is the Lions way.
He's almost like, he sounds like Jessica Simpson.
Yes, exactly.
Close to it.
Let me tell you guys, we're going to get out there. We're going to run some options today, okay?
John, what's happened to you this year?
I know. I don't know what the hell's going on, dude. I am losing my money like crazy. I'm going to do something desperate this week, Tom. I'm robbing a bank.
I'm 6-0 the past 2 weeks.
All right, I'm not really robbing a bank.
I guess it's me this year. Everybody's got to go with me and forget John.
I will tell you the truth. Right now, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Well, you upset Patricia because you took the Seahawks +3, so you got that one. But you had Ravens -1 at the Panthers. I took the Panthers +1 against the Ravens because they were playing in Carolina where they have not lost.
Yeah, I know. The Ravens, they've lost, what, 3 out of their last 4? So what the hell's happened to them? I thought they had some defense. I guess they do if they're playing the Titans, and other than that, who the fuck knows?
Vikings +1 against the Saints, and the Saints won, and the Browns, of course, we talked about that at the beginning. I had your Redskins. I can't believe you didn't take your Redskins. Who knew they wouldn't beat the Giants?
I don't ever take them.
But I don't ever
take them, because I will curse them if I take them.
No, 1 point at the Giants. Look, you know what? I've said that kind of stuff before at home, on this show, and at the end of the day, we both know that it's not going to make a damn bit of difference. Whatever you do, whatever you bet, anything you say, whatever socks and underwear and shit y'all do out there, none of it is going to change the outcome.
I completely disagree.
Okay, whatever. All right.
Look, last week we were about ready to sack Eli Manning and I had my finger in my ear. I had to leave my finger in my ear until the whistle blew. Otherwise, he might have escaped and done the David Tyree shit on us.
All right, I also had the Colts -3 at the Raiders, and they took care of business out there. So I am 16-9 this season, and you are 11-15. What you got this week?
All right, I'm doing something desperate this week. I'm going all out. I'm going to take the Chiefs, and I'm going to give 9.5 points because they're going to crush and the Browns. Isn't going to know what to do. He's going to be like, your name is Greg.
Well, you are right about that. I'm also taking that.
I could just see that. He gets to shake Greg's hand at half after the game. Greg, huh?
Yeah, I don't like a 9.5 point line, but in that game, I'll take it.
Yeah, interim head coach that's crazy? Fuck yeah.
Right.
Right, whose son is taking over Matt or whoever he is. I'm going to take the Dolphins -3 over the Jets. The Jets are reeling, and the Dolphins, I think they're pretty good. They're good enough to win at home.
I got that one, too.
All right, well, good. I'm going to take the Texans -1 over the Broncos. The Texans are on a roll. The Broncos are not, and Demaryius Thomas just showed up to show them all their offensive tricks.
Right.
I'm going to take the Saints getting 1.5 over the Rams. It's time. The Rams are going down, baby. The Rams are going down. This is the one, and I'm not done. I'm taking the Steelers +2 from the Ravens. Hell yeah. They've been scoring points.
That's
That's Ravens. In Baltimore.
Yeah.
But I believe the phrase that I have in mind there is, I don't fucking care. Fuck the Ravens.
Yeah, I thought about that one, but I wasn't touching that Saints-Rams game. You say, it's time. And I'm like, you know what? I don't believe, that's they're due. That's like they're due. And I don't bet money on, they're due.
Oh, it's not about their due. It's the fact that the Saints are, did I pick them for Super Bowl? Did I pick them for the Super Bowl? I believe I did. And they are certainly looking like a Super Bowl football team.
I think it's
time because that's who they've got in front of them.
Yeah, I had them losing to the Vikings in the NFC Championship.
Right, and I had them losing to the Vikings last week. So what the fuck do I know? The hell do I know? What the hell are y'all listening to me for? I just cursed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams. I'm sorry, Steelers fans. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. So wouldn't that be great? I'll tell you what, folks. If the Browns beat the Chiefs, then whatever John says from this point forward, bet the opposite.
That's right.
Because that's it.
Gregica is the anti-John. But I have an H in my name, so he'd have to call me Jahan.
Gregica.
And
I want to thank Belly Up Sports.
Yeah. Yeah, we are now part of the Belly Up Sports Network. That's pretty cool.
This feels like a bang place.
It does. It's got the exact same kind of stuff. And not only is it a bang place, it's going to become even more of a bang place because they gave me access to become an author on their website today. So I'm going to be...
Do they have any idea what they just did?
I'm going to be putting the picks up every week over there. So, and I'm not restricted to either 280 characters and trying to be nice. So... There we go.
You can go over there and say things like
the Vagiants.
That's right. That's right. And when any Giants fans show up to say anything, we'll just bully them.
Great.
But yeah, you can find us over there on the affiliates page. We'd like to get ourselves up into the main navigation up in there, man. That would be nice. But we're happy to be there, man. Belly Up Sports, thanks for checking us out. And we want everybody to go over and check out bellyupsports.com and tell their writers whether they know what the fuck they're talking about or not.
And we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Yeah, I mean. Ton of talent everywhere.
Yeah, I mean.
You ain't gotta worry, it's an open invitation.
Tom, I'm happy with where we are and where we're going.
And that's Eli with the interception to seal the launch. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait, don't.
I only can control what I can control. When there's not much I can control, it's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
On.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you eat your lunch al desco, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites, like Joe's Kitchen and Prezzo. All with the Meerkat app when you buy, so compare the market. Ooh, lunch is ready. I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.